Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And as we know, Election Day draws near. And depending on when you're hearing this broadcast, we're recording this on Saturday, November 2nd at 12:32 Eastern Time. And so I'm going to say this because the latest you'll hear this is the day before the election. Okay, so that's the latest you'll hear it. You need to take several people to the polls because, as you heard yesterday on my social media, I did Voter Fraud Friday, and I gave four states of examples, you know, from Pennsylvania to Arizona and everything in between. Voter fraud is massive, and they don't care. You need to get people to the polls to outnumber them. And when you're in a public place and someone engages you in conversation, small talk, and then say, hey, by the way, did you vote? I don't care who you vote for. I just wanted, did you vote? Looks like a lot of people are turning out. You need to get people to turn out, because if the data is correct that I'm getting, and I believe it is from the experts who have the algorithms, not the polls, they're all BS. Kamala Harris is operating about a 10% approval rating. But the cheating they have set up from people like Jerome Corsi's investigated to just people on the street and people like me, the cheating is off the charts. We've never seen anything this bodacious. So you need to outnumber them, because our guest today, Sarah Westall, she and I are going to talk about the election results and the aftermath. And the aftermath could be really, really ugly. So let's try to be proactive here. Get out and vote. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. In fact, we're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And some of you are catching this right now as we speak. Listen to me carefully. All right. When this goes down, the banks are going to fail. More banks went on the watch list this week. And under the Dodd-Frank law 2010, they can wipe you out because you're an unsecured creditor. It's unconstitutional, but they've made the unconstitutional legal. And so Noble Gold can get your retirement out of the bank, put it under your control, and back it with gold and silver. And you go, wow, that'd be pretty good. Yes, no one can touch it then. Now, your bank account, they can do something similar. So let me just say this to you right now. I've got to give you a warning. Federal government wants me to tell you, and unfortunately, they're going to extend this warning to the banks that can rob you blind, like they did in 1929 to my mom's side of the family. And they went from riches to rags overnight. They should be given that warning. But I got to say this in good faith, that all investments carry inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We give that warning in good faith. But I'm going to say this. I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years. We just signed up again to do another year for Noble Gold. We're proud to do that. But I've been a customer many times over for 7 years. And I honestly sleep better at night because I know I'm diversified. And I will tell you this, if you're taking possession of gold and silver, which you should because they're going off the charts now, you better hide a lot of it. I'm just telling you, you better hide some storable food while you're at it. I'm serious, because if you look at Executive Order 13603, the government under Obama, executive order, they think they have the right to take everything from you. So you better hide some of your resources. Anyway, how do you get a hold of Noble Gold? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet, and you'll have Noble Gold's number there. And you go, okay, this is more detail what Dave said. It's easy to understand. I get it. I want to protect what I've got. And you'll call the number starting Monday at Noble Gold. Please do this. I need as many of you to be intact financially as possible going into the next phase of American history, because if we're going to have to rise up, you can't necessarily worry about where you're going to get the money to get your next meal. So please do this. DaveHodgesGold.com. Sarah Westall is not a stranger to this show, certainly, and she's not a stranger nationally or internationally. She has an international following that puts my following to shame. I mean, we're doing well domestically. Her international following is incredible. And what I'm telling you is that she's highly respected, particularly in business circles with the economy, but she's kind of a jack of all trades. And today we're going to talk about what she thinks is coming with the election. And then more importantly, what the fallout is going to be depending on the results. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
This is going to be a bombshell, and I'm making this the feature the day before the election.
Can I speak about, you just did your intro on the Noble Gold and you're talking about bail-ins. Can I speak a little bit about that?
Because this is your deal. Yeah, you know this better than I do. Yep.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Oklahoma Bank just did the first bail-in in the country. They took a haircut. There was $7 million of insured deposits. So now back in the 20s, they didn't have the FDIC insurance that they do today, right? But what they put in the Frank Dodd Act is that now you can, and the UCC legislation that's swept across the country state by state, they can do bail-ins. And the Oklahoma Bank 2 weeks ago went under. They came in to rescue it, but they implemented the bail-in procedures. And 7 million, it was a small bank, but it was the first one of its kind. And I probably was, starting to get ready for this. And $7 million worth of uninsured depositors are taking a 50% haircut
Yes.
and they're giving them stock instead, which they cannot cash in for 4 years, which they probably won't be able to ever. So they're losing 50% of their deposits. That's coming. And if it gets really bad, I mean, the UCC legislation that went across all 50 states, all every state has a changed UCC legislation. They changed it so that they're in first position if there's a bankruptcy or if there's an emergency. What does it mean to be in first position? That means they have access to your assets first to pay off their debts before you do.
Are you talking about
That's a big deal.
UCC?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, it's a big deal. And the bail-ins, check it out, the Oklahoma Bank. Anyways, I just wanted to
I've
talk
covered
about that
that.
because.
I covered the 50% haircut. By the way, I want to say this. FDIC, the last time I read, they have about 0.8%
They don't
to
have it.
cover the funds that are in the deposit accounts in across America. 0.8%.
Yeah, they don't have
They
it.
can't even cover a mini bank run.
Well, Silicon Valley Bank, they went and they bailed them out because, well, first, it's because it was the big tech center of the world and they had all the invest it would have imploded the economy, they said. And people like Oprah Winfrey would have lost their investments or their money, so they can't have that. But it, to a certain degree, they were right. It was the third largest bank failure ever in U.S. history, and they were worried of it being a contagion and taking down the entire economy. So they came in and they didn't do the bail-in procedure there, but the smaller bank went under and they did it there. It's very sad. If you're a small guy, you don't get the preferential treatment that a big guy gets. This
I
country
know
is.
we see that over and over, but I'm glad you brought that out. I actually did cover that on a Rumble podcast that I put on my website and subsequent newsletter. And the 50% haircut is accurate. I think the way it was expressed in the news release I read that depositors can access 50% of their funds is what how it was expressed.
Yeah, they can access 50% of their funds. The other 50% will be put into stock in the bank that they cannot access or cash in for 4 years if they even will be able to, right? I mean, that's the question. But at least I got it in stock, but still, can you imagine overnight you can't have access to
Well,
50%?
yeah, and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole very much further, but just to
No
say
problem.
this, the powers that be don't care if the banks fail. They want them to fail because they want to have an excuse to bring in CBDC.
I mean, that's the theory, is that they're going to say, if you want access to your funds, then you're going to have to take it in the form of CBDC, and then here's our thing. And then that's how they're going to get everybody on the hook. That's one of the prevailing theories of what they're doing.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. All right, so what I have access to with regard to the election, I'll use this as a starting point and let you run with it. I know people who have access to different algorithms, not polls, algorithms that look at data and they're historically extremely accurate. Some of this stuff is kept under wraps by our government. And I can't say any more than that because I don't want the knock on the door. But Martin Armstrong's prediction that Kamala Harris has a 10% approval rating is right in the range of what I'm told by these two individuals. And I'm not the only one being told this by people in the know. Paul Preston has a really good former Justice Department source who has access to the same information. I don't know how. And he's saying exactly the same thing as I'm saying. So they got to cheat to at least 40% plus to win an election. Now, that's a gross national average because then you really break it down to the state vote in the seven swing states is what it comes down to. So it's not accurate to say it that
Well,
way. But I don't think Kamala Harris outside the heavy blue states like New York and California has an approval rating over 15, 20%.
I think in my area, it's one of the heavy blue areas, right? I mean, Walz is the governor here, so it's a different scenario, especially in the city area, St. Paul, Minneapolis. But What is the percentage of Democrats? I mean, there's more independents and non-Republican people who are not part of the major parties than any time in history. People are saying, I'm not part of either party. And that's been growing every year. So the percentage of people that are Democrats in the first place aren't that large. And then of that, 30 some percent. And then of that percentage, even they don't like their candidate. And everybody knows why. It's kind of like we didn't like Mitt Romney, right? I mean, he didn't wasn't a good candidate. She's even worse. And so they don't like that because she was never voted in. She was never popular ever in their party. And
No,
then she
she's
was put into
stupid.
place.
She's
Well,
stupid.
and she was she's there's something going on because as dumb as she, I mean, she does come across pretty dumb. I'm not going to say she does because she does. But if you look at older clips of her, she doesn't come across as stupid. So
Well,
there's.
I can tell you why. Okay. I've got the truth bubbling below the surface. I'm going to take your inventions and patents. She said that. I'm going to do wage and price controls. I'm going to do unrealized income tax. And a whole bunch of other liberal BS, but I don't dare talk about it if I want to get elected. And you're asking me a question on policy, I got to stick to the vibes because I can't tell you how to really think. And it makes me stutter and sound stupid. That's what I think is going on.
She's a puppet, and so she can't say stuff and doesn't know
Exactly.
what to do. She can't be herself, and everybody's responding to that. So I think that's what we're seeing. But I don't think that every part of the country is, when you're in areas where everybody thinks like you build up confidence, and then that grows, and that just creates more and more, and then everybody agrees with it, and it builds on itself, right? It's a energy building thing. In other parts of the country, you're not seeing that. So there's different areas, like my part of the country, because of who where we're at, we're not seeing the same thing that you might see in Florida or Texas, where it's just really building in this red wave kind of thing. And so it's pockets, but I agree with you. I think that this is where I think they're prepping for something. I'm watching Media Matters, which was the one before the last election in 2019. They took all of us, a bunch of us down. I always called the day the internet died because so many of us, that was when it changed forever. The internet changed forever at that point. And then they, pardon me if you can hear my dogs.
It's
And
okay.
then the Media Matters came in, and just yesterday, this is before this election, but they're doing it different now. Now they're taking the next ring off, right? Where they're going after people like Tucker Carlson and Tim Pool and I don't know, a whole bunch of different people, Shapiro, and I don't like everybody that's on the list, but there's a bunch, Kash Patel, bunch of them that they're going after. But what they're saying and they publish it in the New York Times, what they're saying is that they're fixing the election, and they're going after YouTube and saying they're altering the election because they're saying all this crap on YouTube. And not the thing that's so disheartening. It's not disheartening. It's makes me mad is that Google and them and everything have been controlling the 99% of what people see in search in their favor. And they're complaining that these guys are saying anything that disagrees with what they believe and they need to be taken down because they're affecting the election. Well, hello. That's what an election is about. You're supposed to share your ideas. They think that sharing their ideas is affecting the election. Well, of course it does. That's what it's about. You share your ideas, these guys share their ideas, and then both affect the election depending on what ideas people believe in more. But they're saying them sharing their ideas is affecting the election and they need to be taken down. It's
Yeah, no, I
absurd
hear you.
logic.
I want to tell you an anecdote here. I just watched, I'm going to watch the rest later, a really good interview between Tucker and Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, went to prison, framed because he got on the wrong side of the Democrats. And they got into can Trump win? And they went into the movement is bigger than Trump. The MAGA movement
Yeah,
it
yeah.
really engulfs Trump, not the other way around. And here's what they said.
That's
Can he
important.
win? Can he win? And Blagojevich asked Tucker that, and Tucker said, "If I answered that question, YouTube would take this down." That's exactly what he
Isn't that
said.
incredible? And the sad part is they can say it all day long, but the other side can't. But that's what an election is about, is a competition of ideas. And they say that even having these ideas goes against democracy. I mean, just keep that. I mean, just imagine how arrogant
What
and messed
ideas,
up they are to actually
Sarah,
bring that idea out.
back up. What ideas can't you have the way you see it?
Anything that does disagrees with their ideas are ideas that are not democratic, that are not, it's so arrogant, it's so incredibly arrogant and off the rails that they're even thinking this way. That I think rational people need to step forward and say, this is too far, a step too far.
We
The thing
have.
is,
We
I
have,
know that,
and we've been
I know that's
canceled.
what's going on,
We've
but
been
what's
canceled.
happening. Well, I know we're all canceled for saying that. But what's happening is if they go, they're getting to the point where they're going so far, they're keeping their Democrat supporters in a bubble as much as they possibly can. They do not want them to see any kind of other ideas. I mean, that's what tyrants do, right? They're keeping them in a bubble. And the further and further they keep splitting these people off because they cannot contain it. And so as they go further and further, they're losing more and more support and they're trying to shut that down. And that's why the first thing that tyrants do, dictators do, is they go into countries, they shut down the press and take it over. And they are just adamant that they have to do that here. And what I'm seeing is if they get these people shut down, they're prepping for what's coming. That's my point.
What's coming?
Well, I don't totally know what's coming, right? Do you? I think there's going to be civil
I
unrest.
got a pretty good idea.
Well, I don't think we totally know. I mean, I don't think we can 100% vet what's f fed as, because I do know this for a fact. I've been doing this for a while now, and I've talked to enough intelligence people. They feed intelligence reports to take people off into different directions.
That's true.
And it's very difficult to know, to vet when you're being put into another direction or not. So it's you got to look at actions and you got to be really, what do you call it, situationally aware, because you don't know when they're doing that or not. And the psyops against us have become incredibly sophisticated. And so we have to be careful. But the civil unrest, from everyone that I've talked to, is because attentions, everybody can feel it. I've talked to the remote viewers. I like to talk to remote viewers now because I don't know who to believe, and they're 100% coming up with that too, which tells me that the tensions are right for that kind of situation.
Okay.
For civil
I
unrest,
think the
period.
litmus question is this for where this is going, using history as a marker. Are these people communists and are they attempting to consolidate power?
I think they're going off the rails. They're, which tells me that they're implementing an agenda, irregardless of what the people want, the masses, and they're forcing it on us.
So you think they're
And their
more
arrogance.
anarchists than communists?
No, I think they're communist with tyrant. They're just tyrants with a communist
Well,
agenda.
that's synonymous. I mean,
Yeah.
the old saying is body bags accompany the installation of communism.
Yeah, I don't think that they're communism in the way the communist, the true like purist communists are. I think it's a hybrid communist like the Chinese is, which is more a technocracy, where they realize that they need to manage the capitalism, the capital of the country. And so it's not because the
That's
pure
true.
communists have no power. They're kind of idiots and they realize and it doesn't work. It destroy. And so some of them are like that, but they're more sophisticated, meaning that they have means of capital and control of power in our country and big institutions, because they know they need to control the means of capital. And so they are in bed. It's kind of a fusion of fascism and communism. But, I mean, that's what
Yeah.
China is, because they're using the big companies, the institutions, because they're where the capital resides, to control the country. And so they know they have to do that, because otherwise they don't have any money. And so that's why they're in bed with big tech. They're in bed with all these institutions. A lot of these free market people who are entrepreneurs are bucking it because they don't like it. Entrepreneurs are inherently not like that. And so that's why we're seeing the fight. But what's going to happen? I think that's where the tensions are coming. The tensions are coming at the. Then there's this monetary reset that's in the back of all this. Okay, you almost have to zoom out and say what's really going on there to know what's going on here, because they're going to fuel these kind of tensions when in reality what's happening is this whole monetary reset.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm looking, I pulled this up so I could ask more of an intelligent question. One of the tenets of Rules for Radicals is to accuse your enemy of what it is you're doing. So what are they calling Trump? A fascist, Hitler. He has an enemies list. He's going to incarcerate them. And
That's
my
what they're
position,
doing. There's
well,
an enemy list
that's
here.
okay.
Yeah.
Back to rules for radicals. Accuse your enemy of what it is you're doing
That's
or
right.
going to do.
They're doing all of that. They're shutting down free speech. They're creating lists. They're weaponizing everything. And then they're accusing the other side of doing that. And they aren't doing any of that from what I can see. Lawfare is all pretty much one side, shutting off people from YouTube, claiming that you're affecting the election because of the information when you're the one that have been shutting and censoring everybody. I mean, it's incredible. I just saw a report in the Washington Post of somebody complaining that YouTube or that Twitter, the Democrats are complaining that Twitter is skewed towards the Republicans now, and they're all upset about it and how they're fixing the election. It's like, well, no, it's like welcome to what it feels like. This is what you've been doing on every single platform, everywhere, on search engines, everywhere is skewing it towards you. And now that there's something that's more organic, or maybe it does skew in another direction, you're throwing a temper tantrum and think the whole thing needs to be shut down. I mean, these people are insane. I mean,
Yeah,
that's what we're dealing with.
I could not agree with you more. But I do see a lot of the rules for radicals here.
That's exactly right. That's what we're seeing.
Everything I see right here, keep the pressure on. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And
That's right.
that's one of the purposes of the mainstream media, to create that facade that they're really totally in charge. Here's one thing I look at here that is on the conservative side, which is the most numerous. Okay. The mainstream media would have you believe these people are omnipresent. They have all the power, and they do these mini raids, like on Sharona Bishop, throw Peter Navarro in prison, for example. But those are for show. They don't have nearly the power. And here's rule number one for rules for radicals. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That's one of the purposes of the mainstream media, because it intimidates the masses from acting.
That's right. All of this is one big intimidation scheme. Purely, that's what it is. I believe masks during COVID was a big psychological intimidation
I
scheme.
think it was a beta test for what's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, you know what we did, you were part of it, the 10-part series on mind control and fifth generation warfare, right? I mean, that's what we're living through, and it's hard to make sense of psyops against yourself because it's
Yeah.
not rational.
There's a psyop here too. It's called confirmation bias. And listen to this. If you push a negative, this is from Rules for Radicals, rule number 11. If you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into its counter side. Okay. In other words, if you tell a lie often enough, according to the Nazis,
Over and over.
people will come to believe it. And this is Hitler, fascism, Trump. I mean, and they just keep pounding this to where some people who are uninformed, and they're not like most of the people in our audience, and they're going to make a last minute decision on who to vote for. Well, I can't vote for Hitler.
That's
And
right.
that's the purpose.
That's right. And the other thing is comedy, and I don't know if they talk about it here, but laughing at your, and we do, everybody does this, laughing at an idea that's true, making fun of it. And so that people don't want to associate with that idea because it's, you're going to be laughed at and made fun of. They work at doing that too. Like I know that they call it, that's where the conspiracy theory comes in. And why conspiracy theory? Because you're a joke if you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, even though that most of the conspiracy, all the stuff that I've covered that they claim are conspiracy theories have come true, right? It's like, but they try to make you into a joke. And that's part of the scenario. They started, I remember after 9/11, they called everybody truthers. Well, that didn't stick, so they abandoned it because everybody took it and said, I want to be
Boy,
a truther. I mean, which
great
one would
point.
be tough? Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah, that is a great, in fact, that's rule number 12. Listen to this. Rule number 12. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. And that's where your next comment might follow. And see, that's the MAGA movement. It's bigger than Trump. And what they have done by going after average Americans, oh, if you voted for Trump, you're a domestic terrorist. They've gone too far, and they've created the alternative of MAGA. And this election, if it goes bad for MAGA, is not going to go away. It's only going to intensify, in my opinion.
I think that's what they're preparing for. And I think they need
I
to take,
agree.
they took the first ring off YouTube, tried to silence us. Now they're trying to take the next ring off, which, you know, what is that saying that they came for my neighbor and I said nothing? And then they came for the next group and I said nothing. And then they came for me. They said all these ring of people, you know, we all got taken off. Then the next ring got taken off. And now they're taking, that's what this next thing is. They need to take them off so that they can keep implementing their agenda. They need to silence opposition voices.
And this is what they've done, and this is what they do through the mainstream media. Now, Sarah, you and I, because we do this for a living and we're in it every day, all day long, we can smell the BS from the mainstream media from a mile away. But when I watch some of these people just to see what the enemy's up to, I'm shocked that anyone would believe it. And it makes me realize how uninformed so many Americans are.
Well, and that's the thing is they don't have the foundation. You know, they like you'll say something and you're saying something over here thinking that they're even a lot,
That's
they
right.
don't even, and they're over here, they have no foundation because they're in this bubble. And that's what I was saying at the beginning. They're in this bubble and they do not want any kind of light shining in there for them to learn anything outside of this construct because they keep peeling away and they need to stop that. So
Yeah.
that's their number one. They cannot allow people to peel away and they need to keep them in this controlled structure. Now, that's why China won't let people outside get outside their internet. They control their entire ecosystem of information. You can only, I mean, it's really controlled and locked down over there. And they're moving in that direction here too.
Well,
And if you never hear anything, if you never hear anything, it doesn't exist in your mind.
you know, who comes to my website so we can look at these demographic reports and they break it down by country? And this is where you excel in the international market. But I'll look at it and I might get 2% from New Zealand, 3% from Australia, maybe 12% from Canada. And I go through my numbers in China. This is making your point. 0.601%.
That's right.
Yeah.
They completely lock it down.
Yeah.
And so that they create this construct because even reasonable people, you know, if they hear light, you can't stop truth, right? Truth is something that is like water from a dam. I mean, you just, it figures out a way to get in there. But if you completely shut it down and they don't get to hear any of those ideas, you know, an idea is something that, what do they say? The power of an idea. There's a quote about an idea. They got to keep those ideas out. And only their message coming from the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, needs to be in. And they use that as a model for what they want to do to the rest of the world, or at least the communists do. And the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab even wrote it in his book that that's the model he wants to use, they want to use for the rest of the world because they can keep us in this mentality and we won't fight back. We'll be passive. We'll be passive workers that won't fight back and we'll just do our thing and live and be happy. Know nothing. I mean, that's the concept. That's what they're trying to get to.
It's amazing here. You know that phrase from Klaus Schwab, it's based in psychology. You'll own nothing and be happy. What it's saying to you is your actions don't make a difference. You're going to end up with nothing. So you may as well enjoy where you're at.
Well,
That's
I think
basically.
they could even. If you go even further, you know, if you look at the technology that's coming through, they can just manipulate your emotions so you're happy even when you're not. They just create happy emotions. And people are going to want to do that because they don't want to feel sad or depressed or
Isn't
anxious.
that Kamala's campaign?
Yeah, I mean, that's the technology. That's the tech coming. And, you know, I mean, I can see why everybody would want it. Who wants to feel anxious, depressed, and sad? And so you just create this, you just use the tech, make yourself feel happy all the time, and then you're not going to complain about all the crap you have and the fact that
Yeah.
you don't own anything.
They're not telling you fight to hang on to your life. They're saying give up and be happy. That's basically what they're saying. And it's out of that learned helplessness model that we've talked about in past interviews we've done.
Yeah, and that's why I hate it when people are out there saying don't vote. You know, they mean well. I've been doing some research. Some of them don't. Those groups, some of them are infiltrated. Other ones are like, just don't participate. You're feeding the beast. Don't. And all they're doing is not voting. And so even if you claim that the swamp is so deep you can't do it, I know for a fact, and I know you know for a fact, that there's local people that I know personally who are good people who are fighting to do things that are right for you, especially at the state level where we're individual states are in supposedly individual countries. I mean, power should be in the states. These people are fighting for you, and you don't support them because you have some idiot telling you that nothing matters. That is the dumbest thing I've heard of. Yeah, it's hard because you got people, global bankers and central bankers doing a reset with more money than, there's a lot of pressure coming from above, and so they're
Amen.
in a fight for their life, but you're not going to support them. It's like,
No,
I mean,
you're absolutely right. And it's fatalistic, and it's working to a large extent with people. There's so many ways we could go, but I want to go directly to what you think. No one can predict what's going to happen. There's too many variables right now. But what does your gut tell you? Who's going to be taking the inauguration, and in your best guess?
I don't know.
Your hesitation says it all. I feel the same way. I echo how you feel.
I think the sentiment, I felt that Trump, there was a stronger Trump win in 2020, and I feel don't feel like I really thought he should, and he did. It was a huge sweeping lie because I just didn't, I don't believe it. I've seen too much evidence. This time I have a different, I'm approaching the whole thing different after experiencing that. And now I see my, I have a hair that keeps going in my face. Now I see I think they're going to seal it. But I don't know. I don't know because I think that there's so much, there's so, they just, she's such a bad candidate and everybody knows it and everybody wants out of this. But I do think the movements of don't get involved. But see, at the end of the day, all those people that don't, that movement, I still think that if they were going, even the ones who are the least, the ones who really think you shouldn't get involved or vote for their side would still fall on the Trump side. I really think so because they know they lived through COVID. They just know how bad the other, like it's a freight train of bringing in this control grid if you vote in Harris. Whereas even if you really despise Trump, it's there's a chance that it's not a freight train, even for the for the people who really don't like him. And so I think they would vote for Trump. So I think the sentiment, like you said, it's really on that side. But I think they've gotten like this article in New York Times and the media matters. I think they've gotten so arrogant and so brazen that I don't know what they'll do. They're cornered rats and they will do anything. They don't care
They
about the
are
law.
worried because they know the vast majority of the people are against them. They know that.
They don't care about the law. They don't care about what's right. They don't value the Constitution. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. That's the best way to describe what I am. These guys are not that. And so if they don't value it, they don't recognize it, they don't think that it even matters. They're going to do whatever they can to steal this election. And if they can get away with it, the lawfare, some of the things that we've seen is jaw-droppingly unethical, not only unconstitutional, just flat out unethical. Like, how can you even claim to care about people and then do some of the things that you do?
I agree.
And but they do it anyways. And so they're irrational, emotional weirdos that have gone off the deep end, and I don't know what they're capable of.
Well, power is their motive, and cult is their culture. Cult obedience is
That's
their
what
culture.
the, and that's why it's so irrational and weird.
I'm going to throw mine in because I won't put you out on the same limb that I won't walk on. I remain hopeful there'll be divine intervention from the Lord. But if the Lord is sitting this out because the country's so depraved, I think they're going to be able to steal it. And I'm going to give you an example, Sarah, and this is a solid example, not because I thought of it. The genius of Jerome Corsi. He comes on my show, and I've followed him for years. He's brilliant, and he's rarely ever incorrect. He said the CIA has implanted about one third of the total voter rolls across America with fake voters that could be manipulated. Now hold that there. Let's go to what has been what's uncovering in Colorado right now. It's been uncovered and they're trying to cover it up. Colorado has had, they said, codes leaked that can access the source of voter rolls. Hello. And they're lying about it. And I know they're lying about it because I know how their system's set up. They have a two-layered system, okay? And they admit to this, but they say only the first layer has been penetrated. That's the shield for the second layer. The second layer has been penetrated because that's where the codes come from. So they're telling the people, don't worry, yes, there's been a leak, but we've got it because there's two layers and everything's protected. But how did the leak codes get out if they come from the second level? And I know what I'm talking about here. Okay, I've had this discussion like with Tina Peters, who's going to prison for uncovering voter fraud in Mesa County in Colorado. And so right now, they got caught doing exactly what Jerome Corsi said was going to happen. One third of those voters have been implanted. They were in the process, and I guarantee you, someone with good conscience on our side leaked this information, and now they're scrambling to cover it. I promise you that's what's going on in Colorado, and it's going on in all 50 states, people. They're stealing 30% of the vote right there. Sarah,
Well, the
your
Michigan
reaction to
bit,
that?
well, I mean, I saw it in 2020, right? I told you, and we've talked about this many times. I had over 500 mathematicians and computer scientists analyzing every single election results. They knew down to the city council level who won what race, and the person running it, they were all using code names and everything else, and his family, a couple of his members of his family were killed. It was horrible. They had it all, but nobody would talk to him, which really bothered me that nobody would talk to him, because we had some of the best and brightest in the country from all, organizations all over the place working on that. And so I saw firsthand, and so I'm not surprised that they were going to do this. I just I don't, and I haven't seen anything really fixed about it. I mean, CNN ran a report after the 2016 election showing how easy it was. They had a political science professor show you how you could break into a voting machine in a minute. It's not that complicated. And they didn't fix any of that. But if you even bring up the Dominion stuff, you even talk about it, they're saying they're going to, like, I could get a lawsuit against me. We're saying that Dominion could be broken into and it's not safe, even though all I'm doing was referring to a CNN report.
Yeah,
And
well, a lot of
so,
people say it's purposeful backdoors. That's what some people say.
yeah, and so, yeah, when I mean, that's what Tina Peters had. She had proof of it, and she goes to prison for 9 years or
Well,
whatever
hold
for
on,
having
hold on.
proof.
The corrupt judge, if I said his name, I'll say it. I'm going to go after him publicly. He deserves it. He would not let her present that as the defense on why she was investigating the machines. They accused her of tampering with the vote.
Yeah.
Bullcrap. The vote was already done. She was finding out how it went wrong under
She had
her jurisdiction.
no intention of tampering with anything. She
No.
wanted to just know the truth. She's driven by people who are driven by truth, have very spiritual, they're Christians, God type people. They are Jesus, they really believe in their religion. She's a very spiritual person. They can't do that. They can't fake and lie about it. That's why I love being surrounded with people who have that kind of faith, like you, because your intentions, you can't do that. I can't go and just make something up when it comes to an election, because I can't. My values, my morals, I won't do that. Tina Peters is that type of person. She can't do that. So she was looking for whatever the truth was. Those are the kinds of people that we want in those positions.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because her successor is now in conflict with the same criminals, Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State in Colorado, and Governor Polis, as in Polis State. They are going after this because they've had problems in Mesa County, where Tina Peters was. So they've already jailed one county clerk and recorder, prison, 9 years. The next person said, I'm finding voter fraud too. Now, this one didn't involve the machines. It involved the theft of votes changed and resubmitted, and they must count the votes. And this is the conflict between Mesa County and the Secretary of State in Colorado. It's so corrupt. And the Secretary of State was told by the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder, stay out of our business. So they've got another problem in Mesa County. But the bottom line is, Sarah, what I just told you about the condition of the two-level theft of, open up the system for theft. It's in every state. It just got exposed in Colorado because someone on the inside exposed it.
Well, there's a press release, and I didn't dive into it more, but there that certain the machines are failing under certain conditions,
That's true.
And they were talking about it, and they're all disappointed. And so, and I'm thinking, I'm like, how this stuff is not, from a computer science algorithm standpoint, it's so basic. It's like a calculator. It's like the most basic kind of computing. It's not that complicated. So I don't buy that these things just have errors. It's just not how, it's just voting, tallying votes. It shouldn't be that. It's not that hard.
It is when you're stealing it. You've got
Well,
to,
that's my point.
yeah.
It's not, it doesn't pass the smell test. And the fact that we can't have results on the night of the election didn't start until 2020. And suddenly it's not possible. Suddenly we're not capable of
Yeah,
doing
the
things.
corrupt officials under Josh Shapiro, who covers up murders. But he was responsible for overseeing that jurisdiction. Josh Shapiro has even said, we can't count all the votes. It could take a few days in Pennsylvania. Well, wait a minute. We used to have same day results with paper ballots, same day voting. Give me a break.
2020, we became incompetent and it no longer is possible.
Yeah.
Before that, no problem. All through history, no problem.
I
Every
know.
country in the world, no problem. But now, since 2020, it's just not possible.
It's a problem. I listen,
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
so
All right.
ridiculous.
So let's assume puppet Kamala is installed and takes the oath. And by the way, people, this is speculation. Get your ass out and vote. I'm serious. And when you people who've already voted, when you're out, did you vote? Did you vote? You need to do this. But anyway, having said that, let's assume for the sake of argument, puppet Kamala takes the inauguration. Okay. What's
People are
going
going
to
to go
happen from that
ballistic.
point on? Do you think we're going to see a separatist movement in state secession like Paul Preston's trying to do in California?
A lot of people believe that we will have almost like East and West Germany kind of thing, certain states. And because people don't, the mass exodus out of the blue states was real. I mean, it was the evidence, 20% drop in a lot of states. I think that's a clear indication of what people feel. And that's it's going to accelerate if that happens. And people just want to be insulated. They don't want to be affected anymore. If they start putting this transgender stuff on steroids, they start really affecting our public schools even more. People don't want their kids to be in those environments. They don't want these, COVID was horrible. So the more they move towards implementing things that make us feel restricted, takes away our freedom, the more people are going to revolt and just want separate. So yeah, I think it's a very real possibility, but I don't think it's going to be real unless they implement more draconian measures. I think people are still complacent enough where they have to, like, stealing the election, I think that's going to really tee off people, but and I think it could create some firestorms and pockets. But if they, it's the individual actions of tyranny that will cause it. If they don't go any further, I'm not sure if it will trigger. I don't know, Dave.
Well, the
This is new
purpose of
territory. I mean,
Sarah,
I it's go ahead.
let me say this. The purpose of stealing an election is to go further.
For sure it is. That's what I mean. So what will they do? I mean, I know that. See, here's the deal. If Trump gets in the office, they are going to re he's going to reverse a lot of things. He's going to restructure the government. He's going to work with his number one agenda, I am almost sure of it, is the financial reset. He's going to, and that's why they're fighting so back. They do not want somebody in the United States in a position of financial power to negotiate it in the way against what they want. There's two factions fighting, right? And they do not want one. Those are the most powerful people in the world. So that's why they're doing this. But they don't want them fundamentally changing the structure of the government. So that's going to cause them to freak out, right? Now, if they get in there and do some fundamental changes, it's going to cause this, our side to freak out,
Supreme
which is
Court
the,
packing, for example.
that's right.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
agree.
those are the kinds of things that'll cause it. And we have, I just can't see how they can realistically win. We just had a jobs report come out where what, only 7,000 jobs or something were created. It's horrible. Negative jobs if you
Oh,
get
and
rid
if it
of the
wasn't for the
government.
government, it wasn't for government adding to its roles, the
We
job
lost.
report would have been in the negative.
Yeah, those kinds of results means you lose an election, period, all through history.
You know, there's something else where I saw a lady with a Biden hair, no, it was Harris shirt, and I was in line, and she's in line. I just said, "Hey, having a good day?" Yeah, and I said, "So you're voting for Kamala?" Yeah, I said, "You know, I thought about it, and I'm playing a game with her, but you know, Social Security, I need to have Social Security someday. I'll actually depend on it." And she wants to give it all to illegals. There won't be any money left for someone like me.
What did
And
she say?
she looks at me. She goes, "She's going to do that?" I said, "Well, that's part of her campaign is healthcare for all, Social Security for all, and she wants to give these people a path to citizenship, and there'll be no money for you and me." And she almost crapped her pants when I you should have seen it. You know, she probably went and back to her colony of Democratic cultists and probably got reprogrammed again. But I got
That's
to tell you,
right. That's right.
I sent her out of that department store, really wondering, gee, what's coming? And see, these are the kinds of, I'm not holding myself up as an example, but these are the kinds of things that we need to be doing between now and when people cast their vote till the close of business on Tuesday. People need to know what they're voting for. Medicare for all means Medicare for no American citizens. That's what it's going to mean.
Well, it's like the FDIC doesn't have the money to bail out the banks. It's all
Exactly.
an illusion. You're not going to get it. And if everything's propped up on a fiat currency that's losing value, it's just a matter of time. That's why the reset is the number. Can Kamala's team really negotiate an American first monetary worldwide reset that actually benefits us?
No.
Do you trust that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to weigh the two, who has a better possibility of renegotiating a monetary reset that benefits us? Who, Kamala or Trump? Not that you might not trust either of them, but if you're going to weigh the two, who would you rather trust to do that for you?
Kamala, well, okay, I'll give you an example. This will be Kamala. She'll do the same thing Biden did. Here you have a demented person that takes the oath. And on the first day in office, there were 90 executive order signatures that killed energy in this country. 90. Do you people really think he came up with that? Or was he handed sign here, Joe?
That's
That's what's
right.
going to happen with Kamala. It's going to have to do with electric vehicles, home heating oil. It's going to encompass everything about your life. And you know what I've read about, if they really go with everything they want to do, your lifestyle standard will be like 1790.
For sure, you'll own nothing and be happy. But the central bankers want to go around governments. They said that starting in 2018 at the Jackson Hole, Wyoming central bankers meeting, the annual bankers meeting. They said they want to go around countries and declare and manage the country's budget for them based on carbon credits. Okay. But that bottom line is they want to manage the government's budgets for you, determine where the manufacturing goes, and make decisions for you at a global level. And governments know if you don't have control over your budget, you don't have control over your country.
I know.
That's what they want. Kamala is in bed with them. She doesn't care. She's an idiot. I mean, that's why I think she's an idiot, because and Biden's an idiot too, because anybody who's running our country and just takes direction from somebody else from a fiscal policy budget standpoint when it comes to your country is not a leader. They're not leading anything. They're just screwing around. The person who leads the country are the ones who manage the budgets, period. And if
know.
you're, yeah. It's
No,
like,
the thing is they get these celebrities to endorse them. Part of it is because they're on the Diddy list, and that's why Diddy was raided, because that sent a notice to everybody: you better get on board, or we'll expose you. And they're on the Diddy list, but also there are people that aren't affected by these policies because they have more money than God, and they can supersede these regulations that are coming.
and I don't even think they even know. They don't care. I mean, they're just like, I think they're celebrity. They're in the crowd, in crowd. They don't even think. They're like, I don't know if they're even, oh, could I have a conversation like this with Jennifer Lopez? Or with even Robert De Niro? He's out there
She
like an idiot.
showed herself for the actress she is. She's good. She cried. Okay. Trump is a racist. He didn't make the Puerto Rican comment. Some guy on stage did 3 hours before he even spoke. But it's kind of funny. If I wore a MAGA shirt and I said, "I hate all black people," just for example, then that would somehow end up back at Trump. He's the racist.
Well, that's what they do. Those are the operations, and they paint everybody like that. And there are people, extremists on both sides. You know, not all Democrats are transgender weirdos either, right? I mean, that's, but they support that agenda. And so the point is that extremists make everybody look bad. But you're absolutely right. So Jennifer Lopez, if you can't have a conversation, this is what I said to people who watch Fox News back in 2020, and now they're starting to cover it a little bit. But I'm like, do you even know who the World Economic Forum is? Because they're the ones that did the Great Reset starting with COVID, and they want to reset the world 200 level deep on their website right after it came out. And if you don't know who the World Economic Forum is, you're not being informed. And they're like, no, I don't know, but they think they're being informed. They read all these things. It's like, hey, do you even know what it
No,
is?
I
No.
know, I
If
know.
you don't know what it is, and every president and every leader of every Fortune 500 company is part of this and take or and really is influenced by this, and you don't even know what it is, you're not informed. And these people, so you get a celebrity who has no clue what that is, telling everybody what to do. Robert De Niro, and this tough guy, he was in all these tough guy movies. He goes up there and speaks and has a mask on. This was just months ago, a mask on outside in front of the courthouse. What an idiot. I mean, I just, these are the people that you're going to listen to. You couldn't have a conversation with me about financial policy, which is really going on around the world right now. That's what's causing all this stuff. Does he even know what the World Economic Forum is? I
No, they
doubt
don't.
it.
And they
He
don't
couldn't even
listen
have
to
a
the, they don't.
remotely intelligent conversation about it, but you want to listen to him on who to vote for?
Yeah. I heard RFK speak at length. Yeah, Trump was late because he was coming from another rally. And he said, I have to keep talking. And he started getting into real detail about how kids are being poisoned to get chronic illnesses that benefit big pharma. Okay, this is a guy that's not made a living out of conspiracy theories, people. This is true. And I'm listening to this, and here's where my mind went. Okay, it's not this crowd that needed to hear that. This should have been packed with celebrities that support Kamala. These are your children they're going after. Do you feel the same way now?
That's right.
To me, these people don't even think about the consequences of what they're supporting. It's a depopulation agenda. It's designed to keep people sick so big pharma can make money, and it's about total control. And that's their God. Total
Well,
power is the Democratic Party's
that's
God.
right. Well, they're in, like, the celebrities are in such a depraved environment that
I
they've
know.
already sold their soul. They'll do anything for fame and money that they've sold their soul, so they don't even care.
I
They're like,
know.
do
I
they'll
know.
just work? They're prostitutes for that. There are some in that industry that hate it and they want to be different and they call themselves closeted, you know,
No, I know.
Republicans or
I know. I
something.
hear you.
But, and I don't say that Republicans are necessarily the best either, but they're closeted libertarian-minded people, closeted constitutionalists, closeted freedom people, and they can't, they're just not for the Democratic Party. And if they're not, the fact is that today in Hollywood, it's what being gay was in the 50s. You have to be closeted. You can't admit. That's how bad it is. And how can that be freedom at all?
No, people don't wear their MAGA clothing because they're afraid of being attacked. Sarah, we're out of time. I think we've accomplished our goal. We've talked about what we think could likely happen in the election. I pray our conclusions about total election theft end up being wrong. I hope we're both wrong on that, but I don't see it. Doesn't mean I'm going to quit fighting, and neither can you people. Sarah, tell people how to follow you.
SarahWestall.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You'll get my Substack, which is my newsletter.
Love it.
And that, please do that because that's how I grow. I need more people following me so they can get this information and start spreading this.
Yeah, the next thing we need to talk about is the mind control that you're beginning to really expose again. You're like on the second verse of this, and it's really good stuff you've been putting out. Well,
Well,
ladies and
Giordano
gentlemen,
just did. They need to read my latest post on Substack. It's important.
yeah, I that's what I was referring to too, is
Yeah.
absolutely outstanding. And it's about how you're going to be manipulated and your thoughts and going to be controlled. And don't snicker, folks, that technology is here. Well, Sarah Westall has been our guest here on the Common Sense Show. Follow her, support her. She's got good things to say. And most of all, vote and get other people to do the same thing. Let's go down fighting if we're going to lose. If we're going to be successful, well, then the fight just begins. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody. Thanks, Sarah.